by changing lifestyle enough.
No, you would have to make drastic changes to get even half of the difference that we're going to make when we start treating these guys within the first month.
I think every guy should be able to afford testosterone treatment, and the fact that we accept insurance makes it within reach for every guy. To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
The NFL season is about to kick off. Know what that means? It's time to bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has more odds and more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now, and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. Want more? How about $100,000? Dollars more. You win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, and 100 grand is all yours. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code radio to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's promo code radio. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.
Intercourse. It's only used in a literary sense. Nobody ever really says, hey, I got an idea. Let's have a drink. Go have some intercourse. Who ever says that? Maybe we'll start. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September. Ooh, today is 9919. That's right, it means nothing. We don't even know why we do it. We're brought to you today by Ballast Dental Care. My favorite place to go. Oh, I don't go anywhere else. That's right. How about this?
Hey!
Because I don't want to go anywhere else, and neither will you. After one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and thanks to the caller earlier, who actually, you could hear it in his voice, excited, he just made his first appointment, and I said, hey, get back to me.
I said, get back to me
after your visit, and let me know how it went, and I know exactly what he's going to say. You were right about Ballast Dental Care. That's what he'll say. Here's another thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say our control board operator lived 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's Treble Armstrong Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Back in the studio and off the road, wearing the same shirt he wore when he was in prison. You'd have to see what he has on. It's stripes, like prison stripes. We're just glad that he was released, and we're also glad that today he stayed in town. He didn't go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
I told him it's my Where's Waldo shirt. Remember those books?
Yeah, I love those.
I've heard of them, but...
Where you had to find Waldo.
Did he wear stripes?
Yeah, he wore a red and white stripe.
I remember that.
You should remind Frank to tell you the zebra goes to heaven joke after the show. Reminds me a lot of that shirt.
That's a good one. Okay. Can't tell it on the air, but it's a good one. Nice to have you back in the studio there, Bill.
Thank you.
Who else is in the studio? Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser
rash. And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're both senior vice president investors from Stifel. And when life changes, it's good to have an experienced financial advisor on your side. Mark and Jason can help you understand your investment options. Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And to schedule your complimentary review or for their phone number and more.
What does that cost when you schedule that?
Nothing.
What?
Nada.
Wow.
Absolutely free. It's complimentary. And they will say, now, wow, you did
look joke.
Nice.
You did that joke.
I know.
Already.
Yeah. Well, you did that.
All the more reason you shouldn't do it. I did it, then you did it, and then you did it again.
I'm like Milton Berle. I stole it from you.
Oh, man. Okay.
Tim Burr.
For their phone number.
For those who weren't listening earlier, you'll have no idea why that's actually funnier than the joke about Tim Burr. I'm sorry. Yeah, how do you get in touch with them?
You get in touch with Mark and Jason for their phone number or more. You go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. I know there's still jobs that we don't have on the list, but the show only goes till 6. We couldn't get all this guy's former jobs in. We can talk about Denny's. We can talk about Wendy's. We can talk about Kentucky Fried Chicken. We can tell you he was a knife salesman. Door to door, he was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. He was a DJ at a roller rink. But you know that saying, what have you done for me lately? Well, lately he's in charge of research. He proved it earlier, the last couple hours. Three or four times he had to go research something, and within 30 seconds, boom, we had the answer. We had what we were looking for. He also is in charge of resetting our digital clock. Let's check the time. 5:18, 42, 43, 44, 5:18, 45. Yep, working to the second in sync with the Naval Observatory. Greenwich Mean Time. That's one of the things he does. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's an author. Oh, one other thing. Yes. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I also thought of another job. I was corrected. I said I'd only been fired from 3 jobs in my life. I was corrected. I forgot about another job I got fired from.
What was that?
I was at Mizzou, and I was working in a mall arcade as the guy that gave out coins and made change to the kids who played all the games with the quarters at, and they had this horse that you could like ride on, and I was so bored and there was nobody in the arcade that I fell asleep on that horse and the owner's son came in and caught me.
Oh.
So your job was coin arcade coin changer?
My job was distributor of mall arcade tokens.
Let me write it down.
Well, I mean, I don't really know.
No, it's just important. Mall Arcade Token Distributor. Right. That's a big job.
Got fired for falling asleep on a ride.
On the horse.
On a horse.
Was it one of those little, like, Walmart little,
It was a big one. I mean, it was a big kid ride. You know what I mean? I fell asleep on it. I was just sitting there, and I guess I nodded off, and he walked in and caught me and fired me on the spot. I was upset.
Oh, man.
I've seen you sleep through the show, but we're not going to fire you because of that.
I know.
We slept through it, too.
I know.
Sometimes we're all
Sometimes I'm more asleep. Entertaining when I sleep.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to everyone at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in Florissant. They'd love to put you in a new Chevy or a pre-owned vehicle. Give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Shop online 24/7 at Landoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, let them know that you're AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And he has already sent me a link to the comedian Bill Burr.
He wants me to be a Bill Burr fan.
Of course he did. He thinks we're all supposed to know who Bill Burr is.
Well, now I'll know because I didn't know.
Well, I'll watch it, but he got mad because what are we supposed to do? Act like we know who he was? Yeah. I never heard of it. All right, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Look at that. They're happy he is, the happiest guy in any job ever is Hebe Jimenez. Bernice is happy too because she's in heaven. That's right, Bernice, in heaven. And Rat Boy, last night I went to the refrigerator, and once again my wife did as she was told. She called and said, I'm going to the grocery store. Do you need anything? I said, yeah, I do need something. Pull over and write this down and don't forget it. And if you do, I'll cut you off for a month. Ooh, that got her attention. So one of the things that I wanted, all I have to say is one word, Rad Boy knows the
rest. Cheese.
Yeah, mozzarella cheese, to be specific. That's right, Rad Boy. I like it, and I don't know why I like it. It's almost tasteless, mozzarella cheese, but I do. It's like the marshmallow of cheese or something.
Does that bind you up?
No, Dan, it doesn't. Thanks for asking. Does it bind you up? Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Well, Guy, if you're still listening, and I assume you are,
Yes, I am, Frank.
Not that guy. Not the radio guy. Another guy, different guy. You are going to really be so... I'll tell you what. The only thing that you would like to change after you go to Ballast Dental Care for your first appointment is you'd like to be able to go back in time and have done it sooner. That's what I get from lots of people who email me. Well, I don't know why I didn't go to Ballast Dental Care sooner. I don't know what took me. I know what took you so long. It's just something you put off and put off and put off because, you know, in the back of your mind, if you tell the truth, you're thinking, it's another dentist. Dentist clinic is a dentist clinic, and I just can't get excited about going. Okay, make one appointment. Make one. That's all. One appointment. You'll see. And again, I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of shape your teeth and gums are in. They can be in great shape, horrible shape. It doesn't matter. They see all kinds of people. You won't be the first, whatever your situation is. Let's just, as Larry the Cable Guy says, and by the way, you talk about a guy who was just everywhere, and I know his 15 minutes kind of come and gone. It doesn't matter. He made so much money, Larry the Cable Guy. And the reason I mention him is because, like Ballast Dental Care, get her done. Just get her done. Make the appointment and tell them. Oh, my goodness, this is important. Tell them you're AM and the PM. And you will see what the big deal is, and you'll see why for 46 years, this is the only place that I've gone to the dentist. The only place my kids have gone. My wife, my grandson, who's 6, you know what his dentist is? Ballast Dental Care. That's where he goes to. You'll get it. You'll see. Thank you in advance. Tell me your AM and the PM. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Just got out of prison. Still wearing my shirt. Prisoners wear black and white stripes. That's actually powder blue and black stripes. So not really a prison shirt.
Dark blue, powder blue.
He's back from Arkansas and brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the entire country. And there are a lot of good reasons for that. You'll find them at WonderWorldSt.Louis.com. Welcome him back. Show him how much you appreciate that he's back in the studio. Let's really hear it for Bill Clapper. I get, there was extra enthusiasm.
My cellmates.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. I am fantastic.
This traveling thing is turning out to be a good thing for you. You've got a whole real career now.
It's pretty unbelievable, actually, the way it's kind of worked out. So, yep, very thankful. So I was in Little Rock, Arkansas for a couple of days, 3 days, actually, working on a video project for the city of Little Rock and kind of to promote tourism, to talk about things that I enjoy in that city and to sort of bring awareness to Little Rock because it's sort of an underrated destination. A lot of people, I mean, everybody's heard of Little Rock, but a lot of people don't actually know what's there. So I'll give
little
you...
Rocks?
He said Little Rocks.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah. My girlfriend Sandy grew up there and I went there for the first time.
That's
and,
a good story.
Actually, my older sister lives there.
That's a good story.
She's
too.
There as well.
Your little
that's
sister lives there. Story.
Yeah. No, my older sister, sorry.
Oh.
My little sister's in Maine.
Oh.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
All those are good stories. Sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Can we start over?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. So I'll throw a few things at you. It's a great family destination, and it is only, it's under 6 hours from St. Louis. So it's an easy, it's a really easy drive. You can go straight down 55.
But what's in Little Rock that's not here?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Oh,
nothing.
Gracious.
I've been there.
Shut up. Okay. So the first thing that
my grandson might be listening.
I know you
says,
say that.
Shut up
and
is a bad word. If you say that, he'll go, that's a bad word. Because the teachers tell him stupid and shut up and things like that. Those are bad words.
Well, if he is listening, bloody is not a bad word. You can say that as much as you want.
It's not in England.
Whenever Uncle Tim speaks, you can say it, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell him that.
Okay.
So the first thing, I'll just go through a handful. So the USS Razorback is docked there. It's a submarine. And you can actually go into the submarine and explore. And I think what's neat about it, you can actually, if you want to, and again, this is awesome for kids, you can actually spend the night on the submarine. So you could rent it out, and if they want to have a party, like a birthday party or something, you can spend the night on a submarine. I think that's pretty
underwater.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
It doesn't fully submerge underwater, but yeah, so that part would be underwater.
I mean, it's a submarine. If you want to really, they ought to charge more and put it underwater.
Is it yellow?
No, it's not.
Would you be?
That's the one I'm going to say.
If you're a claustrophobic person, have you been in this submarine?
Oh yeah,
submarine.
Yeah.
If you're claustrophobic, would this?
How many
be a good
people?
Thing?
If you rent it for a party, how many people can get in it?
Wow. It's pretty good size. But like Dan says, I mean, like I'm 5'6" and a half, so it was perfect for me.
Yeah.
But you know, most kids are my height. They would have a blast, and it's really, really neat. So that's on the, I guess that would be the north side.
Oh, Bill, you know what? You shouldn't say that stuff about yourself. That's not true. Most kids are bigger than you.
Whatever.
I mean, what's neat about it? It's not in water. It's not yellow. What's neat about it?
It's a submarine.
Yeah, it's a submarine.
Well, Tim, have you ever been in a submarine?
I mean,
you wouldn't fit in a submarine. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Go to the bathroom and probably have just as much entertainment.
No, wait. Have you been in a submarine?
In a submarine?
Inside a submarine.
No.
Okay. Until you do, I did at Pearl Harbor, and once you get in, you get it. Because you go, you got to be kidding me. People go out for 6 months and never get outside the sardine can. It's tight quarters.
Yes.
And, not I would think fun after about a day or two.
Yeah, but for an overnight, I think it would be pretty neat. So they also have, speaking
Bill.
Of kids and families, you can go to the Museum of Discovery. So this is one of these Smithsonian-sanctioned museums and all kinds of cool interactive things. One of the things that you can do, they have an exhibit, and it's called Mind Ball. And it's pretty neat. So let's just say, Frank, you and I would compete against one another. We put these little things on our heads, these little, I don't know what they call them, like a node of some sort. You know,
a sensor?
How do I say this? So it calculates your brain waves, essentially. So it knows what's going on inside your head, if there's, you know, activity. And so the point of the game, and there's this little ball, this little tiny ball, and the point is you want to have the least amount of brain activity going on.
Oh, Dan, this would be easy
Yeah,
for
this
you.
Is, yeah.
I did it when I visited.
Custom made for Dan.
I visited, or we visited that when I was with Sandy up there. And,
oh, you did this?
I won.
You didn't.
Dan,
you didn't.
No, Dan, he holds the world's record for least brain activity.
Yeah. So, yeah, so one person is on one side, and then the other person on the other side, and you have this contraption on your head, and honestly, you and it is way more difficult than you think to just not think about anything, because if that's the only goal that
it's
you have...
It's almost impossible.
Oh, yeah, that, and then you're like, oh, God, yeah. It's really neat, though, and it measures your brain waves, and then, of course, the person...
Because
like
you're
said,
actually thinking about not thinking about
exactly, exactly. And it's really neat. They also have, like, you know, the bed of nails, which is pretty cool. So you get on an actual bed of nails. You press this button, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't understand exactly how this works. But essentially, all the nails come up at once underneath you, and you are laying on them. But you don't feel anything because of the way that it distributes your weight. And it's pretty neat. And again, if you have kids, they would absolutely love it. It's really neat. The bridges downtown. So they have three different pedestrian bridges. And what's neat about the, and Dan's probably seen these too. Yes. So they light them up at night, which of course, you know, a lot of cities light their bridges up. What's neat about this is, they're all.
I had a teacher used to light my bridges up every time I acted up in school.
Bridges. So for example, I was there 2 years ago when I had my 100 things to do in America before you die book. They lit all the bridges downtown red, white, and blue for my book signing, which is pretty neat. So if you have, and let's just say you, again, were in town and you wanted to have a party or something like that, and let's just say your favorite color is orange. That's an inside joke. You could light all of the bridges orange, and they rent them out from the city. So that's pretty neat, and you catch a cool sunset. All right.
They have the, what is that? Okay, is it the Big Dam Bridge or something?
Stop everything. Tim, we have to address this.
Oh, my goodness.
No, we have to.
What?
I'll do it.
Let me be the bad guy. Just to keep myself entertained.
Let me be the bad guy.
Okay. Wait, it's the longest pedestrian bridge in the
pedestrian,
right, in
now,
the world.
We have country? A relationship in this show with each other where we are not reluctant to call out when one of us does something repeatedly we might not know we're doing. Would you agree?
Sure.
And we appreciate when other people say, "Did you know that you always do this?" Okay. In this case, and Bill, do you remember, and this worked with you, you remember years ago when you would...
The Cleveland Smack.
Remember that?
Yes.
And we helped you put an end to it by calling it to your attention.
And we called it to your attention when you would go every time after a joke.
Dan, you know what? I'm being serious here. Tim Woodburn has been keeping track today of how many times Bill has said the word neat. How many so far?
Neat?
16. No. You don't know you do this. Everything is neat. It's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Now that we've said that...
I'm going to say it more.
No, what's going to happen? Years ago, I used to say, you know. You know, and somebody on the air with me said, stop. Just stop right now. If you say you know again, and as soon as they said it to me, every time I started to say, you know, it's like anything with Bernice.
Right.
Anyway, every time I hear somebody say anyway, I hear Bernice's voice. So now from here on out, Bill will notice that he's about to say neat, and he probably won't do it. You're welcome, Bill.
But here's something that you do, that you say.
What?
And you will go like, I'm going to talk to you about Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah. You
okay.
Always does that.
Okay. I'm glad.
You always do that.
I'm glad you told me that. Now I won't
That's
do it.
That's a dumb idea. Now let me tell you why.
I won't do it now nearly as much. See, we're helping each other.
Yeah.
We are helpers of our. We're our brother's keeper. Each one.
You also interrupt a lot. Can we keep track of that?
Yeah.
Well, then let's keep track of everybody, because we all do. And now we continue with Bill's segment.
All right.
So far, it's pretty neat. Go ahead.
You will
see what I did?
You'll love this one. So, and I waited till the end of my segment to do this. But so they have a presidential library there. And do you know who was president that came from Little Rock? Governor of Arkansas?
Bill Clinton? Yeah. Grover Cleveland Alexander.
I think I know who it was. The man that didn't have sex with that woman.
That's correct.
That's him, yeah.
So the Clinton Presidential Library is there. It's really neat if you're keeping track.
He would have said it, trust me.
And if you have never been to any presidential library, these things, I always say this, these are like the greatest history lessons, regardless of your politics. Doesn't matter if you love Clinton, if you hated Clinton, that none of that matters. These places are awesome. And one of the things that pretty much every presidential library has, they have a replica Oval Office. And you walk in and it is the exact same dimensions as the Oval Office. And there's a pretty interesting story that I've heard a couple of times since I've been there. So obviously Bill Clinton had a hand in building
and Monica Lewinsky.
No, that was a cigar.
She didn't have a hand, she had a mouth.
Oh my goodness. After they built this and they put it together, Clinton came in and did a final tour of the presidential library. And he noticed that the Oval Office ceiling was shorter. He said, no, this is not right. This can't be right. And the people from, you know, the National Archives and the construction, they're like, no, Mr. President, actually,
so it should have been,
everything
it
is
should have been taller, higher.
They said everything is to the exact dimension. And he was absolutely right. They had to eat crow because it was off, but not by much, at all. And so he, you know, but wouldn't you think that would be the case if you were in there every day for, yeah. So that was kind of...
It's pretty close to what I had, except I had knee pads by the desk. I don't see any knee pads there for my guests.
Oh, my goodness.
I kept them under the desk. I'd take them out when you need them.
So the last thing that I will mention, and this is not just in Little Rock, but I noticed it a lot while I was there, and I guess we have them in St. Louis, too, are these scooters. People were on scooters everywhere. And I guess the way it works is you go and you use a credit card and you can rent them for like an hour at a time or it's even less. And people were everywhere on these things.
I'm
zooming
surprised
around.
More people don't get hurt.
Or hurt someone else while they're
run out
riding
and get
them.
Hit my car.
Well, they're all over. They're all over downtown Forest Park. They're everywhere like that. It's like those Lime bikes, but now the scooters have taken over.
Yeah, so if you want to explore Little Rock, you can do that, or on a Segway, they do those as well. So you'll have more at BillOnTheRoad.com, and I am Bill Cleveland. I'm really neat. I shouldn't have.
They do Segways?
Yes.
Wow, that would be cool. I
really was hoping Segway prices would come down.
Yeah.
Because I love
Segway.
Did you
want to buy one?
Yeah, but not for $5,000.
Yeah, but how would you transport it around, though? I mean, you wouldn't ride it from your house to...
You fold it up and throw it in
the car. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I had one for a week. It was great.
One of the fastest growing industries in America are electric bicycles, where you pedal them.
Yes.
And then if there's hills that you can't navigate, you just kick it into that gear.
I've heard them. I want one.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill, you did that, right? You did a...
They're about $2,500 for a... entry level, but they are neat. Okay, I'm Bill Cleveland.
I just did it.
19 is the record.
But see, it's working. It's already working, though.
It's, oh my goodness.
He threw in an interesting and an awesome. He threw in a couple change ups in there, but we're at 19.
It'll take time, but it's working.
19.
Already
go on thesaurus.com tonight.
It's already working. It's working. And you know why? See what I did?
Yeah,
isn't that what I said?
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, I'm going to tell you why.
Let me tell you why.
Well, it's already working, and let me tell you why. Okay, I'm sorry, wrap it up.
This is way cheaper than therapy. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Let me tell you why. Actually, a lot of good reasons, and they're on the website, windowworldstlouis.com. So, I should have mentioned this when Josh Bauman was here, but we had so many callers, and I wanted to get them in. I received an email, I think, Saturday. I have a debit card with not a whole lot of money in it. It's one I've had for years through Chase Bank. I had for years and years and years. It's just still out there, and I've never closed it out. There's a few bucks in it. I get an email from them saying, we have noticed some suspicious activity, and you need to verify that activity or say it wasn't you. And then they asked me for my username and password. I had already typed in the username, and then something hit me, and I thought, wait a second. This doesn't say it was the Chase logo. I mean, it looked so legit. So I called the number on the back of my, and they said, no, we haven't deactivated your card at all. There's no sense. It was fake.
Folks, don't.
If your bank or credit union, First Community Credit Union, I hope, sends you a thing suspicious, that gets your attention because you think, oh, my goodness, I've been hacked or somebody got a hold of my card number. No, they're not going to ask you for your username and password. They'll ask you other security questions.
Or they'll ask you to call, probably.
Yeah, but I'm not telling you, I came so close. I just wasn't even really thinking. I thought, well, man, good for them. They're on top of it. I need to see what this is about. And I didn't do it. I'm glad I did.
Someone called me.
Said, we didn't send you that.
And they said, we're from the fraud department. And they said, call us here because there's some activity.
I get those every day.
And I didn't trust that.
Every day.
So I looked on the back of my card and actually called.
Right.
And they said, yes, the fraud department did call you. It's like, oh, okay.
But it's good to check.
Yes.
And make sure, because I have had both happen. I've had somebody say it's fraud department and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I've had it be the fraud department. So when in doubt, and you should always be in doubt, call the number on the card. I got a call a couple of days ago from Robert Fox.
Really?
I used to work with Robert Fox. Robert Fox was the newsman when I was at KUSA I was there in the mid-80s. And he said, hey, Bubba, I'm going to send you an email. And here's what the email says. We are trying to reach former employees at KUSA who worked there in the 80s and early 90s. People on the air, management, salespeople, secretarial, anybody who worked at KUSA. So what he would like for you to do, and I know I'm not talking to very many people who are listening, but he thought this might be a good way to just find another person or two. Maybe somebody followed me from those days. I was there mid-80s, left in 87. So if you did work at KUSA in the 80s into the early 90s, email me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. I will forward that information along to Robert Fox, and he'll give you the details about the get-together and the reunion of the KUSA people. So, again, I'm easy. frankopinion@yahoo.com. That's easy. If you worked at KUSA in any capacity in the 80s into the early 90s. So we'll see if maybe out there somewhere, or somebody listening knows somebody who worked there. Tell them we're looking for them. I've lived where I live now for 33 years, and I have never in my life seen the traffic that I saw for that air show this weekend. All right. It was beyond belief. My son and I went, my grandson and my daughter-in-law went, my wife. We tried to just estimate the crowd. I said 150,000. I've never seen traffic like that. So I know some of you listening know what I'm talking about. And I'll guarantee you there are a lot of people that got in the middle of it and said, man, if we'd known this, no air show. And the problem with these air shows is it's all day. And you go there thinking it's going to be an acrobatic guy. Then here come the Blue Angels. No, there's downtime and more downtime and more. And then every half hour, maybe something will happen. It's a long day.
But then they have a lot of stuff on the ground, though, to go
they
through
did.
And look
and that,
at.
And that was interesting. They did have a lot of static displays. They had military stuff, and they had jets and aircraft carrier jets with the wings fold up. And it was really well done. It was a tremendous display. That part of it, I thought, was as good as the air show, because we didn't even stay for the whole air show, primarily because, to my surprise, my grandson didn't give two hoots about it. He didn't care. He wasn't even watching. He was catching grasshoppers or something. Oh, he didn't care. He didn't care. So we just left early, and he didn't care that we left early, but it was really well done. I mean, it was, I don't know that many places have a better air show than that, but boy, that traffic was incredible. Jennifer Lopez was heckled at the Toronto Film Festival for wearing fur. People yelling things at her for wearing fur. Look, I know there are people who don't like fur. They don't like coats or collars. When I was younger, the absolute ideal end-all, be-all gift for a woman if you really had the money and wanted to show her you loved her was a mink coat. Does anybody remember this?
Yeah.
Full. Mm-hmm. I remember my mother saying, did you hear Bill Thompson's wife got a mink coat? And the women would gasp, a full-length mink or sable coat. That was a big deal. I know they kill minks to get the fur. I know that. Look, I also used to have rabbit's feet on a keychain for good luck.
Goodness. Oh, yeah.
They were dyed colors. Well, some little rabbit had to have its feet cut off for that. But I'm guessing they probably ate the rabbit too and used the fur for gloves. I don't know that I think it's that horrible. Don't email me links to videos of them killing little minks. I know how that stuff works. But yeah. You think Jennifer Lopez really cares if somebody doesn't want her wearing a fur whatever? I don't know that she does.
Making me hungry for a burger.
Yeah. See, I know what he did there. We're talking about fur, and he said burger. Put two and two together, or put fur and burger together, and you'll get it too. Now, I'll make this quick because he's on a very limited schedule. I have Bob Dylan on by satellite.
Oh.
I have him on. Hang on 1 second.
He is on, isn't he? Did we get?
Okay. I've just been confirmed. Bob Dylan is on by satellite. He is coming to the Stiefel, whatever it's called these days.
Theater.
October 22nd. And tickets go on sale September 13th. Bob Dylan, are you with us live by satellite?
Game here.
You're coming to the Stiefel. You're looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to coming to the Stiefel Theater and being for everybody.
All right, well, I don't get you. I don't get your music. I can't understand you. I've never really understood why you're a big deal personally, but a lot of people do. So I hope you have a tremendously successful concert. I won't be there, Bob.
I don't get it either, but I'm coming.
Okay, Bob Dylan, everybody. Take time out to be with us, as he always does. Yeah, turn him off.
Make it win.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So we're going to call this guy John Smith. John Smith is the only Protestant who moves into an all-Catholic neighborhood. And it's a real Catholic neighborhood. Everybody who lived there has been Catholic for decades, till John moves in. He's Baptist. So on the first Friday of Lent...
I thought he was Protestant.
Yeah,
Baptist Protestant. Is Protestant.
It is?
Baptist is Protestant. What are you talking about? Is of course it? Baptist is Protestant. What do you
I
think?
I know Protestant people get baptized, but are they the same thing?
The Baptist is a Protestant church. It's not a Catholic church. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's right.
I don't know.
Methodist is Protestant. Baptist is Protestant. The Christian Church, Church of Christ, those are all Protestant churches.
Okay.
Hand on my heart, I all thought they were different.
Yeah, I did too.
They're different, but they're all Protestant. Those are all lumped. Those are all under the category of the Protestant church.
Okay.
Huh. Idiots.
Wow. Well,
carry on.
The jokes are ruined now. John Smith moves in. Everybody's Catholic, but he's Baptist. So the first Friday of Lent, he's outside at the grill. And he's grilling a big steak. And all his neighbors are eating tuna fish because they observe Lent. And they're Catholic. This goes on the next year. And every Friday through Lent, he is out. It's driving the Catholic neighbors nuts. So they get together and they have a meeting. Hey, well, something's got to be done about this new guy, this Baptist guy. We can't stand it, smelling the steaks and hamburgers and stuff, and we're all eating, you know, cold tuna fish sandwiches and other kinds of fish. So they decide to send a small delegation over to visit this Baptist neighbor. And they go over and they say, look, we're all Catholic except you, and we have to eat fish on these Fridays during Lent, and we don't want to smell you barbecuing steaks and whatever. So how about this? Would you consider being converted to Catholicism, and then you wouldn't feel like grilling, and you'd understand? He goes, well, yeah, I would. I want to be a good neighbor, but that's a big involved process. They go, oh no. Now they know that he doesn't know what it takes to become Catholic. So one of the Catholic representatives of the neighbor says, I'm actually ordained in the church to convert people to Catholicism. It's real simple if you would agree to do it. And he goes, well, yeah, what do we do? And they bring out a like a bottle of water and say, now this is holy water and here's how this works. And the Catholic neighbor puts some of the water on his hand and sprinkles it on John. And as they sprinkle, he says, born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, but now a Catholic. Congratulations, you are Catholic. He goes, is that it? Are you kidding me? I go, no, that's it. You're Catholic. He goes, oh, okay. And they all walk away and start laughing about it. I think this guy actually believed that. He thinks he's Catholic now because we sprinkled him and said, you know, born a Baptist, raised a Baptist, now a Catholic. The next year at Lent on Friday, sure enough, they smell steaks, hamburgers coming from John's grill. And they go, well, what in the world? So they said, okay, we got to go talk to him again. I thought he was convinced he was a Catholic and he was supposed to eat fish and not steak. So they go to his house and sure enough, there he is in the backyard at the grill. And as they walk up, they see him sprinkling water on the steak saying, born a cow, raised a cow, now you're a fish.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report sponsored by Indeed.com. You have an accident eastbound 64 near Jefferson, not really causing a problem for commuters this evening. Construction in Illinois eastbound 64 at Baugh. Expect slow traffic crossing the Poplar Street Bridge and the Museo Veterans Bridge eastbound. Southbound 170 backing up between Olive and 64. Restrictions eastbound 44 on the ramp to Grand. And we had a crash reported westbound 70 past Lindbergh. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
All right, let's go on a fast track. Run a little bit late. We'll make it up. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. You probably know that. You probably also know, and I hope you do, he's brought to you by a place where I had dinner with a new advertiser. Saturday night we had dinner. It'll be starting this week. It was wonderful. It was at Annie Gunn's, and next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed only on Monday. Let's see, that would be today. That's the only day they're closed. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. Let's go to Dallas. Mike Evans, everybody. Got to you a little late. I apologize. Take it and run.
These are the four cities that have the most weird nicknames, but which city has the weirdest nickname? Berkeley, California, Savannah, Georgia, Chester, Illinois, or Ferita, Colorado? Answer in just a minute. Got a lot of odds and ends to take care of. Let's get right to it. Starting off, Only two games left for this week's first week of the NFL, but Commissioner Goodell and the Players Association are going to meet next month to decide whether or not players should be allowed to use marijuana.
Ooh,
no doubt.
And six states that are where it is legal, the players are going, it's legal in the state we play in. What's the deal? So we'll see what happens. Congratulations to Bianca Andreescu, who beat Serena Williams. But Serena had a good day. Even though she lost the U.S. Open, she found out that her two-year-old daughter, Alexis Olympia, won the cutest celebrity baby award presented by Parent Magazine.
Oh, that's
and she
beautiful.
Is a very cute little baby.
Beautiful.
Eddie Murphy has signed to do a series of stand-up gigs, going out and doing the comedy circuit, L.A., Chicago, Miami. Chris Rock also going out hitting the road, Philadelphia, Detroit, and San Francisco. It's been a long time since those two have been out doing the comedy circuit. Dog the Bounty Hunter's final season with his wife, Beth, that they shot several months ago. She, of course, has since passed. Will be airing tonight on the A&E network.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They look like they'd be pretty
entertaining.
They are. If things weren't bad enough for Los Crapulas, who are by the sea, that's my nickname for Los Angeles, words that a lot of restaurants are having to close because of being overrun by mice, rats, and cockroaches. Not surprised. Yeah. Huge week for Felicity Huffman. Who will face a judge, and some say may go to jail for her part in the College Gate scandal. And here's some scoop. Her husband, William Macy, begged her not to falsify her daughter's scores, but she did it anyway. Now their marriage is on the rocks. So you got the marriage on the rocks. She faces a judge. And another New York Post headline, the story about Felicity Huffman, and the headline above it reads, Desperate Housewife.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say, why the long face? Mm. I thought that would be the joke.
What time is it?
You have a minute and 20 seconds.
Let's do this, take our time and do it. And finally.
Oh, okay.
These are the four cities that have the most weird nicknames, but which one has the weirdest nickname? Berkeley, California, Savannah, Georgia, Chester, Illinois, or Fruita, Colorado?
I'll go with Chester, Illinois.
I'll go Berkeley. Fruita, Colorado.
Whatever that last one was, Fruita, whatever, just because I've never heard of it, so I'm going to go with that one.
Berkeley, California, is number four. The nickname is Berserkly.
Oh, that's a good one for that place.
That fits. Savannah, Georgia's nickname is the most haunted city in America.
Mm.
A lot of old houses, and they think they're haunted. Number two, Chester, Illinois. Yeah. Nickname is home of Popeye.
Yes.
Popeye's creator, L.Z. Zager, was born there. But number one, Fruita, Colorado. The nickname of that town is home of Mike the Headless Chicken, and there is a huge statue of Mike the Headless Chicken in the town square. You might remember years ago the story about that chicken. They cut off its head, and it lived for like 2 days.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Sort of.
That happened in Fruita, Colorado, and now they have a big statue of that headless chicken right in their time.
Two seconds. Thank you for being with us, and thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Monday Night Football returns this hour to wrap up week one of the NFL regular season, and it has become a tradition. We have a doubleheader. First at 7:10 Eastern, the Texans are in the Big Easy to face the Saints. Pregame.com as New Orleans is a 6.5-point favorite. At 10:20 Eastern, Oakland hosts Denver. The Broncos enter as a 3.5-point favorite over the Raiders. The Patriots have officially signed wideout Antonio Brown to a one-year, $15 million deal. Redskins back Darius Geis had been working back from an ACL injury last year. Now he'll miss time with a meniscus issue on the other knee. He'll be out a couple weeks. The Colts have placed receiver Devin Funches on the injured reserve with a broken collarbone. He's eligible to return for Week 10. Niners running back Tevin Coleman has a sprained ankle. San Francisco plays Cincinnati in Week 2, where Bengals running back Joe Mixon also a sprained ankle. He's day-to-day. Four games tonight in Major League Baseball, including the finale between the Yankees and Boston. Ralph Irvin.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple.